From Spark and Anvil and Newsforge, this is Wyden, in Chapter 1 of the Newsforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The newsroom was in an uproar over a single number, and Wyden was calmly asking it a question. She was a tall, gentle giraffe with a spotted vest and a pair of pull-out spectacles that stretched to see far and wide. On the board, someone had posted a headline in huge type, 1,000 problems reported at City Hall. 1,000? A reporter gasped. That's a disaster. Wyden raised her long neck and looked at the number from up high. 1,000? She repeated, unhurried. Compared to what? Out of how many? Since when? She stretched her spectacles wide. 1,000 problems out of 10 total requests would be a disaster. 1,000 out of 1,000,000 requests over 10 years might be the best record in the region. She lowered her head kindly. A number all by itself is a lonely stranger. It can't tell you if it's big or small until you give it company, something to stand next to. She dug up the rest of the figures. Here, 1,000 reports out of 2,000,000 requests over the last 3 years, which is actually fewer than the years before. She let it settle. Same 1,000. But now it's not a disaster. It's a city getting better. The number didn't change. We just gave it the company it was missing.
Wyden grew up on a high plateau in a family of giraffes who could see farther than anyone and never trusted a thing they saw close up until they'd also looked wide. Her mother had a saying she repeated until Wyden breathed it. A fact up close is a fact out of focus. Step back and Wyden. She taught young Wyden that any single measurement, a temperature, a count, a price, was only half a fact. The other half was always, compared to what? When someone shows you one number and wants you scared, her mother said, the first thing they've hidden is the comparison. Find the comparison, and the fear usually shrinks to the right size. Sometimes bigger, sometimes smaller, but always true. Once young Wyden reported that a lake's water was way up, the highest ever. She was breathless about it. Her mother stretched her own long neck and looked wide. Highest ever measured, she said gently, or highest since we started measuring last spring. Those are very different sentences. Wyden checked. It was the highest in the 3 months anyone had watched, which meant almost nothing. The number was true, her mother said. Your story wasn't. You forgot to Wyden.
When Wyden was 12, she carried her far-seeing spectacles into the Newsforge newsroom to meet her mentor, Scoop, a rumpled and thoughtful old editor. Scoop was holding a chart with one very tall bar and nothing to compare it to. One tall bar, he said. Looks alarming, is it? Wyden stretched her spectacles. I can't tell yet, she said, and neither can the reader. That's the problem. One bar is a shout with no sentence around it. She set it down. Give me last year's bar and the year before and the average. Then I can tell you if this year is a mountain or just a normal hill on a normal day. She looked up. My whole job is to never let a number stand alone. Every important figure gets its neighbors, what it's compared to, and over what stretch of time, so the reader feels the right amount of worry, not the loudest. Scoop looked at the lonely bar, then at the giraffe, a slow, easing smile. That's the job, he said, and slid the newsroom's data desk to Wyden's corner.
In Wyden's corner, a young reporter named Willa rushed over, waving a figure.
Wyden, ice cream truck sightings are up 200%. That's huge.
Up 200% from what? Wyden asked, lowering her head. Willa checked.
From one truck. Last week there was one. This week there are three.
Wyden smiled kindly. So three trucks. 200% more and two extra trucks are the same fact wearing very different clothes. One sounds like an ice cream explosion. The other sounds like Tuesday. Then she taught the whole habit as one steady rule. A number alone can't tell you if it's big or small,
so you always ask, compared to what and since when? A percentage with no starting amount can dress up something tiny as something huge, so you find the real counts underneath. And the goal is never to make a number scarier or calmer than it should be. It's to give it exactly the neighbors it needs so the reader feels the true size of the thing. A lonely number, she said firmly, is the easiest thing in the world to scare people with. Give it company, and it tells the truth again. At the end of the day, Wyden stood before the board, and every important number on it had its neighbors. A comparison, a stretch of time, a real count underneath the percent. Willa stood beside her. None of the numbers are lonely anymore, she said. And somehow they're less scary. They're the right amount of scary, Wyden said, which is usually smaller than the headline hoped. She folded her far-seeing spectacles and let her long neck settle low and easy. Under the quiet, a warm, level calm spread through her. The particular relief of standing back far enough to see the whole field, so that no single tall bar could jump out and frighten her anymore. It felt, she thought, like cresting her home plateau at dusk and seeing the entire valley at once, every number in its place, next to its neighbors, none of them able to lie about its size, and the deep, unhurried steadiness of a mind that had remembered, once again, to widen before it worried. That wide, settled, seen-the-whole-field feeling was, to widen, exactly why she never let a number stand alone.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to widen. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.